Drapes and Jay back here with you. Sacktown Sports, 1140. It's The Drive, guys. 4 hours away. No, 3 hours away from tip-off between the Kings and the Mavericks. A must-win game for the Sacramento Kings. Their biggest game of the regular season. I'm here at the arena. Jay back in the studio sitting here watching Kyrie Irving, first player on the floor, warming up for tonight's game. And as we know, Kyrie Irving went off the other night with 24 points. Most of those coming in the second half, didn't have to do much light work in that first half. He had 24 points total as the Mavericks were able to lay the wood down 132-96. Now it's revenge time if you're Sacramento. Now it's time for the stars to step up. Who's it going to be tonight? Is it going to be De'Aaron Fox? Is it going to be Domantas Sabonis? Might this be the Keegan Murray game? We just had Frankie Clicks Cardicelli on. He said Malik Monk. Look for Malik to have a 25-piece tonight. All I know is somebody has to step up tonight. Somebody has to lead this Sacramento Kings team to a win. I mentioned it. We all know what's at stake. You win this game, you have the tiebreaker over the Mavericks. Phoenix is playing OKC. If OKC wins, then Sacramento's right back there in the sixth seed at the end of tonight. This is the biggest game, regular season, in Sacramento since I've been here. This is the fourth season I've been here in Sacramento. The first two, obviously, you know, no sniffing of the playoffs, no shot at the postseason. But tonight, the difference between the play-in and the playoffs hangs in the balance tonight. And it sort of reminds me of LeBron James back in 2012 against the Boston Celtics. Let me set the scene for you guys. The Celtics had beaten LeBron in the Miami Heat. 3-2, they were up in the playoffs. Game six was in Boston Garden, TD Garden. This is before LeBron had won a championship. Remember, the year before, they made it to the finals, and Dallas and Dirk Nowitzki bounced them out of the finals and won the championship. This is the time for LeBron to step up, and it's sort of similar for the Sacramento Kings. If you don't believe that that moment back in 2012, Game 6 in Boston, was the moment that changed LeBron's career, don't ask me. Listen to Norris Cole, who was his teammate at the time. They looked at LeBron James as, we need you tonight, guys. It's sort of similar how the Kings need De'Aaron or Domas or somebody to step up. Who's going to be that guy? Here's what Norris Cole had to say about that Game 6 LeBron James performance.
They was just at us. I'm going to be honest. I ain't no excuse. They was at us, bro. They was just going at us.
And what got into that man?
I'm about to say, and we needed Bron to be
Bron
special. You know, those MJ moments, those Kobe moments, you know what I'm saying, those Allen Iverson moments where they become who they are, and this is why I am who I am. That was the perfect moment, the perfect segue for Bron and be like, all right, now, this is the platform.
Yeah.
this is your stage.
Yeah, we all like.
Make art. Hey, listen. I ain't gonna be out. They was at us, man. They just had our number up until that point. And you know, they wasn't scared of us.
Exactly.
You know, other teams might be intimidated. They wasn't scared of us. They was ready.
Whatsoever.
And they was talking that talk. Mm-hmm. They was walking that walk.
There it is, right there. Did you hear what Norris Cole said?
LeBron moment.
It was LeBron's time to be on that platform. They were looking to him. Who are we looking to for the Sacramento Kings tonight? Is it Domantas Sabonis, the three-time All-Star? Is it a De'Aaron Fox, clutch player of the year last year? In my opinion, and I'm rocking his jersey today because I believe in him, I think it has to be De'Aaron Fox tonight. Because here's why. When you look at Kyrie Irving, I see him right there warming up right in front of me. Kyrie's an all-time great, future Hall of Famer. Luka Doncic is going to go down as an all-time great, a future Hall of Famer. But on this night, we need De'Aaron Fox to put on his cape and be the dude that we know he is. We need pissed off and angry De'Aaron Fox right from the opening tip. We need engaged De'Aaron Fox right from the opening tip. That LeBron James game, I was there. I was at that building for Game 6 at TD Garden back on June 7th, 2012. LeBron looked like a man possessed right from the jump, right from the warm-ups. He finished that game with 45 points, 15 rebounds, 5 assists, and he took that entire 18,505-seat arena crowd out of it. I need De'Aaron Fox tonight to come out here and be the best. Be the best player on the floor. It's not on the road. No, you got the comfy confines at home. You're going to have Rasay and Baby Rain sitting courtside cheering you on. That's what I need from De'Aaron Fox tonight. I need De'Aaron Fox to be the best person on the floor tonight. And it doesn't just start when he checks into the game or at the jump ball. As Norris Cole said about LeBron James, that performance in 2012, LBJ had a look about him from the jump, from the get-go. That's what we need from De'Aaron Fox. Here's how Norris Cole explained LeBron's mindset going into that game and how he knew, oh, this dude's on something different tonight.
As far as locked in, that might have been the most locked I've ever seen.
That's the first time I never seen him laugh or smile before the game.
Not one time.
Not once. Not that day. Normally, normally, you know, he always knows.
Even if he's
rapping, like he listened to his headphones or something, he'd give a little giggle or he'd give a little something like that. But like this day, it wasn't a snicker. It wasn't nothing. It was straight
smoke.
That bean face. Like, I was like, dang, like normally, you know, we have a little personality in the locker room. Even if it's playoff, I'm looking at him like, I ain't even talking to him. This cat ain't looking at nobody. This cat ain't laughing, joking. No eye contact with the media, nothing. He just over there in his zone.
His legacy was on the line.
It was on the line.
Bam, there you go.
Man.
And maybe I'm overstating it.
Oof.
Maybe Jay is a regular season game and it doesn't matter. But no, we can't have that tonight.
Man.
LeBron was locked in and his legacy could have changed because of that game. If they lose that game, he gets bounced. He comes up short again. The narrative continues. He's not a winner. You know, he doesn't get a championship. Then he went on and got his first championship. Norris Cole said, even in the locker room, nobody talked to LeBron. And that's what I'm saying tonight about De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis and our stars. Normally, one of 82, Domas is playing with the wife and kids before the game. Foxy signing 50 autographs. They're a man of the people. They interact with the fan base. But on this night, Jay, on this night, Kings fans, I'm okay if Fox says, nope, don't have time for autographs. I'm okay if Domas says, sorry, honey, I'm driving myself to the game tonight. I'll see you after the game. I'm okay with the guys being locked in. And maybe I'm overstating this game's Kings fans, and if I am, please correct me, 916-339-1140. But the magnitude of this game, we go from probably being a playoff team in the playoffs to having fight for a play-in. I guarantee you, if De'Aaron Fox comes out like LeBron did in Game 6, 2012 against the Celtics, drops 45, and is clearly the best player on the floor, all that respect that we want from some of these national outlets, this is how you earn it. Remember, after we lost Tuesday night, what was the narrative? It was, can the Mavericks make a deep playoff run? It was nothing about the Sacramento Kings. Jay, we need to go out there and earn it tonight. And I think it starts with the star players. I think it has to be De'Aaron Fox. And Domas has to be better than 3 of 10. We need to have the mindset. Trust me, I'm looking at Kyrie Irving right now. He's going through his warm-ups. Ain't no smiling. No high-fiving. The dude is locked in. This is not one of 82 Sacramento. Our guys got to be locked in tonight, Jay, and I need to see it right from the jump. So who's our guy that's going to put on the cape and say, follow me, boys. We're going to get the win.
Man.
To me, it has to be De'Aaron Fox tonight, Jay.
Megadeth Knight says, no correcting here, Drapes. Tonight, this is business. And I'm with you, man. I don't even really need to add anything. I think you put that this whole soliloquy that you jumped off here at the top of the 4 o'clock hour for me, man, and hopefully for the Sacramento Kings fans that are listening. Like, as someone said, we need drapes in the locker room. We need someone to take the top off right here, right now for the Sacramento Kings. And to to give that pep talk, that speech, man. Like, I think there are times, and Norris Cole said it, you know, there are times he named Jordan. This is the Jordan time. This is where Kobe becomes Kobe. This is where Allen Iverson becomes Allen Iverson. This is what people are asking for in Sacramento. A game to mean something. A game that is a must win. A game where your back is against the wall and we really want to see what the Sacramento Kings, you know, are all about. Like, we can be rah-rah. We can scream till our lungs are blue, black, and green. And I'm pretty sure I'll be down there. I'm pretty sure the rest of the fans, they're going to be doing that. The G1C is going to be rocking. I guarantee that. It's up to the players. It's up to our stars to come out and perform to the best of their ability. And with the understanding, like, listen, this isn't the all be all, but this is going to be a part, as Tim McMahon said earlier in our show from ESPN. He's looking for a reason to say, DeMontis and De'Aaron, we can compare these guys to Kyrie and Luka. And so I think that's what we're, as Sacramento Kings fans, if nothing else, we're going to give you the mulligan on Tuesday. I don't want to say the spotlight was too big. I don't want to say you got caught, you know, deer in the headlights. You know, five games in 7 nights? Man, you've been sitting, like you said, in the comfy homes of your mansions. In the comfy homes of your feet are up on the ottoman. You probably got your personal chef cooking you the things that you want to cook. Your bank account look good. You know, you got time to come home, unpack your bag, wash your clothes, get your hair cut.
Right.
Man, today is the day. There's no more tomorrow, no more excuses. And I think that's part of what some of our Sacramento Kings fans are looking for. We know they play another game, but they might not play another game of this magnitude this year until they get to the playoffs. We're looking for the win tonight, Drapes. I think you put it spot on, man.
Dude, it's simple as this, Jay. You lose tonight, you got to hope for help.
Yes.
Think about that.
Yes.
You lose tonight.
We call it 911.
The Mavs collapse. We got to hope the Warriors beat the Mavericks. We got to hope Detroit beats the Mavericks or whoever the Mavericks got on their schedule. Now we need hope, help from other people. You win tonight, I don't need your help. Steph, I don't need you to drop 50. KD, I don't need you to do this. I'm taking it myself. That's what's on the line tonight if you're Sacramento. I'm going to open up the phone lines, Jay. 916-339-1140. 916-339-1140. Kings fans, how are you feeling about tonight? Who needs to have the LeBron James game from 2012? Is it our guy De'Aaron Fox? Might it be Domas? I want to hear from you. You're talking to Drapes and Jay here on The Drive Guys, Sactown Sports, 1140. Drapes and Jay back here on The Drive Guys, Sactown Sports, 1140. I'm going to tell you what, Kings fans. We're nearing tip-off between the Kings and the Mavericks. I'm sitting here. Kyrie Irving is right in front of me. I'm at the concourse level. He's down on the floor warming up, and he's knocking down shot after shot after shot. This dude is locked in. We need somebody to step up defensively for the Kings and let them know this ain't sweet out here. You're going to have to earn this. You're going to have to shoot over two or three hands out here. Because the Dallas Mavericks, let's be honest, they've won 9 out of their last 10. They're playing great basketball. They're coming off a big win Tuesday night. They've been in your city, eating at your restaurants, eating your food, enjoying your weather outside of today in the rain. They've been out there in these streets. But now we got to send them home where we take the power away from them. I said it before the break, guys. We win tonight. We control our path through the last 9 games. We lose tonight. We got to hope for some help. we got to hope the Warriors help us or the Wizards help us or somebody.
The Rockets.
Rockets, yes. We got to hope the Rockets.
Same team that done slapped us around, now we rooting for them.
Right. Now we begging them for some help. Forget that, Jay. Why don't we take it tonight? Who's going to be our LeBron Game 6 2012? Is it going to be De'Aaron Fox, Domantas Sabonis? RJ over here brought up a good point. He's like, I'm just hoping it's somebody. And it doesn't even have to be the stars, Jay.
Sure.
A quick story here. Game 7, 2017 Eastern Conference Semifinals. Washington Wizards, Boston Celtics. Celtics won 115-105. Bradley Beal had 38 in that game in a losing effort. Our guy, Isaiah Thomas, the pizza guy, had 29. But you know what that game is being remembered for in Boston? It's called the Kelly Olynyk
game.
Wow. Why? Because he scored 26 in a game 7. Whose game is it going to be tonight? And I said to RJ, you have a chance to make a statement for your legacy tonight. What if Malik Monk comes out and drops a 35-piece and the Kings win? Fans will for always remember that. What if it's Keegan Murray hitting 7 threes? Fans will remember that. Somebody has to step up and say, guys, we got this. Hop on my back and let's get it done. I'm going to hit the phone lines right now. 9-1. I'm upset. I'm angry. I'm frustrated. I'm ready to get this game started. 916-339-1140. Mike, you're on with Drapes and Jay here on The Drive, guys, Sacktown Sports. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, I don't want to be greedy, but why can't it be D? Everybody get it going tonight. Play off each other's energy. And I don't know if you guys are old enough to remember, John Matuszak would get into his game face back in the day, and on Wednesday, his wife would have to get the kids and go to her mom's house because he was destroying the house and getting ready for Sunday's game. You guys remember hearing
that?
That's what
stories? I'm talking about, Mike.
Yeah.
I feel you on that, Mike. Yes.
I don't want to be greedy, but you know the talent is there. You know these guys can play off each other, and when one guy starts hitting it, let it rain. Let it storm up and rain all over the Mavericks tonight.
Appreciate it, Mike. You're 100% right. I would love if everybody's clicking. We up by 30 going into the fourth.
Right.
You know, and it's a party out here, right? Like, why can't we have that game?
I was
going
to say the
right,
same Jay? Thing, Drapes. Is why can't we do what they just did to us on Tuesday?
That's a great point, man. Why can't we? Why not? You know, and somebody on the text line, 916, this is your game 7. This is a shot to become an icon. Think about it. I just mentioned it. If somebody goes off, let's say Chris Duarte hits 6 threes. Dog, Chris Duarte ain't going to have to buy a meal in this town again. Like, we're going to remember, yo, that Chris Duarte game? Remember
right,
that game?
Against the Mavs?
We need it. That's right. That's what I'm saying. That's what kind of game it is tonight. You know, somebody from the 831, Malik is due to snap this mini slump. 831. In the words of Marshawn Lynch, it's time to protect your chickens. That's what I'm talking about. And I want to see the focus right from the jump, right when these guys walk in here. Nobody's warming up yet for the Sacramento Kings. We got Kyrie out here still by himself, but I'm ready for this game. Let's get back to the phone lines. 916-339-1140. Let's check it with our guy, TC. TC, you're on with Drapes and Jay. What's up?
What's up, bros? Check it, man. Look, I'm going to keep it real short and sweet tonight. We need everybody. Look, Drape, it can't just – we're not looking – we're looking for a LeBron. We're looking for the whole team to be a LeBron. We can't focus on Domas, Fox. You draw 40 because then everybody's going to take the back seat. We need everybody to feel like they're that dude tonight. Everybody feel like, you know what? I'm going to go out and draw 50, and I'm going to help the team. I promise you we're going to win tonight, bro. That's all I got.
I love that, TC. That's all. Oh, it's short. That's what – you know what, though, Jay? That's what I'm talking about. TC is focused. It ain't about the words, Jay. It ain't about the talk.
Yeah.
It's about going out there and get it done. Even TC understands that.
TC said, I'm not in the mood to play with you today. I'm coming in nice, short, quick, not even sweet. I'm coming in mean. Look, real fast. Everybody come play tonight, and I'm out.
Exactly. That's how it gotta be. It's not about words. Like Norris Cole said with LeBron James, nobody talked to him. There was no smiles in the locker room, nothing like that. That's how it gotta be tonight for the Sacramento Kings. Back to the phone line. David, you're on with Drapes and Jay. It's the Drive Guys here on Sactown Sports 1140.
Yo, let's go, Drapes. You're on one today, boy. You make me want to run through walls over here.
Let's do it, baby. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Hey, I'm about to say, hey, if Fox gets it tonight, I say, everybody get the, you know what, out the way. Let Fox do his thing and be even, he'll be the best player on the floor tonight. He's 40 plus and show him what's up.
I agree with you, David. And here's why. Because we know De'Aaron Fox can get to that level. We've seen him do it before. 1140, what's your name? We've seen him stand toe-to-toe with Steph Curry. He almost won that series last year with a broken hand, fractured finger. Here's the thing, man. De'Aaron Fox, remember against Lonzo Ball in the NCAA tournament? He lit him up. That's what we need for De'Aaron Fox tonight. He needs to look at Kyrie, look at Luka, and say, you're my Lonzo Ball. Whatever it takes to get him motivated, because we believe De'Aaron Fox can be that guy. Former number 5 overall pick, stud at Kentucky, all NBA last season. These are the kind of games, to Tim McMahon's point from ESPN earlier when he came on the Drive Guys, these are the kind of games that can really impact your legacy. And think about it from a Sacramento Kings standpoint, if you will, people out there. 916-339-1140. I want to hear from you guys. Think about it like this. What's the narrative about the Kings last season? Nice story. Ended drought. Great. If you go out there and make the playoffs again, back-to-back playoff years for the Sacramento Kings, now you're doing something. Now you're showing the world it's not just a fluke. Now you're showing the world, uh-oh, here we come. We here to stay. And that's why this game is so important. Who's going to be the dude that steps up? Everybody says, oh, let's have the whole team. I'm all for it. I want everybody to be on one tonight. I'm already on one. Jay's on one. RJ's on one. We need the players to be on one. Coming up, we continue to take your phone calls, checking the YouTube chat and the text line. Who needs to step up for the Sacramento Kings? How big is this game? Let's go. One more hour of the Drive Guys here on Sactown Sports. Let's go. 1 hour away from game night here on Sactown Sports 1140. Drapes and Jay here with you. We got Kings versus Mavericks. All right. Tim Hart. Hey, Jay, if you want to keep that rocking, we could do that, big fella.
Oh, man, you know we do. That's what we do. Yeah.
Hey, man, this is what we do. We about lighting the beam tonight, Sacramento. And you know what I love right now, Jay? I feel the energy from the people. I feel the energy from the city. I feel the energy from the people on the YouTube chat, Sactown Sports 1140. Follow us. I feel the people on the text line. I feel the people in their cars driving in Sacramento right now on their way to the arena. I say get in your seats nice and early. Get your food nice and early. Get your popcorn ready. Your boy already got his popcorn.
I see you got the bucket.
Ready. I got the bucket. I'll tell you what, real quickly about this. This bucket is fresh popcorn, bro. Like, it tastes like they just popped it, put it in the bucket, and brought it over. You know, the box stuff, as nice as it is, I'm not complaining.
Yep, yep.
But, you know, they pop it in the morning and box it up, you know?
Yeah, it ain't so warm. You don't feel the heat like when you take a load out the dryer. You don't feel the heat on your hands.
right, exactly. Now, this is like some movie theater popcorn I got right here.
Oh, that's
but that's the kind of night this is, right, guys? The popcorn got to be even better tonight. The drinks got to be flowing tonight.
Yeah. Get a little heavy-handed out there at the G1C.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Everything got to be better tonight. I'm telling you, man. The ticket takers got to be A little on edge, you know what I mean? A little spicy. Somebody come in with a Mavs uniform. You got to give them some. Remember I was in Minnesota, and I was going through security, and the girl was like, you from Sacramento? Well, I hope you leave here with this L. And I was like, dang, you're supposed to be the security. Why are you all worried? That's how we got to be tonight. That's we got to talk. We got to talk our talk and walk our walk tonight, man. We need to have one of those nights where this is the biggest regular season game in Sacramento in a number of years. I can't remember. And I know we'll probably have another big regular season game. When we play Phoenix, that's going to be a massive regular season game. When you play New Orleans, that's going to be massive. But for right now, this is the biggest regular season game since I've been here tonight as you take on Tim Hardaway Jr., who's warming up right now in the Dallas Mavericks.
Drapes, I'll say this too. I think it really is for me, and you've been here 4 years, right? This is your fourth year?
Yeah, my fourth
year. Yep. And last year, the Kings were kind of already situated in that three spot. You know, they were pretty much locked in, kind of coming down. Remember, they lost the last three games, and they kind of just, you know, melted in the last three games last year. So they were locked in the third. Like right now, it today means something. You know, it really, really means something. And I'm with you, man. I think it's a super important day when it comes to, you know, the next steps and the progression of not only this season, but this is the type of games that follow you throughout your career, especially when you know, you're making $100 million plus. That's just what it is.
Yeah. No, you're right. And it's such a big difference between the sixth seed and even the seventh and eighth seed in today's NBA. If you earn the sixth seed, that means you worked for it and earned it from your hard work all 82. If you get the seventh or eighth seed, you just got hot at the right time, and you know you made it into the playoffs. Like, if I'm the Kings, getting that sixth seed means something.
What?
Let's say, but Jay, hear me out.
Of course.
Let's say they do go to the play-in, and then they advance out of the play-in and wind up the eighth seed. It's the playoffs, yes, but it's not. It's a different feel, man. It's just a different feel by being one of the top six. If you're one of the top six, you know what it is? It's March Madness right now, right? NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
The difference between the top six and the play-in is making the tournament or being in the play-in in Dayton.
Yeah.
You know that Tuesday game in Dayton,
Tuesday,
Ohio?
Wednesday. Yeah,
you're part of it, yes, but let's keep it real. You got to win through to actually get to the Dayton.
Right.
You know? Like, I want to be one of those teams chilling, sitting back, watching those teams trying to fight their way into getting the club.
You know why they got? Why they got the play-in game in Dayton, man? Why it's got to be in Dayton?
Right, you got to go to Dayton. You know what I mean? You see Santa Barbara, you got to go all the way to Dayton to try and qualify for the tournament. Nah, you know what it is, 2J? You been in these streets. I've been in these streets before. It's like knowing you're going to the club and you know the promoter. Or you're going to the club and you got bottle service already lined up. You already got a table.
That's right.
Versus going to the club trying to get in before 11, hoping to get in.
You're on that guest list.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're on the guest list. Yeah, you know what I mean? And you got to get there before 11, because if you get there after 11, you ain't getting in.
It's over.
That's what the play-in is. The play-in is waiting in line in the guest list, hoping to get in before 11. The top six means you in the club. You got the bottle service already set up. Your boy is DJing.
Standing on the couch.
Promoter. You standing on the couch? You standing on the couch?
Yeah, I belong, man. I'm letting folks know I belong in here, Drapes. I'm out here, man. That's the type of night I'm talking about. I need the Kings to stand on the couch. Be almost disrespectful. You know, nowadays, the bottles come. The bottles come with sparklers and all that. I don't want my bottles with no sparkler tonight. Just go ahead. I don't want no sparklers tonight. Nah, I don't want nobody to come through. Turn the sparklers off. Just bring it to me and watch me stand on the couch.
Oh, my God.
That's how I'm getting down tonight.
I tell you. Hey, your boy was out last night a little bit. I went to Park Ultra Lounge, and I was standing on some couches. I didn't have no bottles because, you know, I wasn't
right,
drinking.
You don't do that.
But I
was
looking at I was looking at the other people who were at the bar trying to order drinks.
Right.
I'm like, man, I'm glad I ain't
good
over
luck
there. That's what the play-in versus the playoffs is about. You got to wait in line to order your drinks. When you in the playoffs, the table is already set up. The drinks are already at the table. You got the bottle girl right there with you. That's what the Kings need to be about tonight. Sure, you still in the club if you can make it through the play-in, but you in the general admission section. You ain't in the reserve seating section. That's what we need from the Kings tonight, that mentality. I want to be on the reserve list. I want to already know I have my spot. I don't want to have to earn my spot. I don't want to have to battle it out with Steph, LeBron, and all those guys just to get into the club. So I need the Sacramento Kings to put on their cape tonight. I need somebody to step up. Whose game is it going to be? Is it going to be De'Aaron? Is it going to be Domas? Is it going to be Keegan? Some people say it's going to be Malik Monk. I don't care who it is. But somebody got to have a big game tonight and say, we are not losing tonight's game. Jay, let's get to the phone lines. 916-339-1140. 916-339-1140. Eddie, you're on with Drapes and Jay here on Sacktown Sports 1140.
What's up, man?
What's up, man? You hopping in your car. What's going on?
We out here in Stockton, man. I've been following the Kings since like 94. First game I remember, I went to go see the Pacers, Reggie Miller. I went and seen them coming out the bus. Larry Bird was the coach at the time, man. I still remember that like it was yesterday. So check this out, man. Tonight, I feel like it's Keegan Murray night. He's going to have a hot 35 points. And then De'Aaron Fox is going to close it out in the fourth quarter. And definitely Sabonis, he's just going to do his thing. He's going to have a 18, 15 boards, 10 dimes. And we're going to take it. We're going to win by a good 8 points today, man. Write it down. Put that one in the books.
I like that. Eddie, I like that. I like his confidence. He's been down since day one, basically, and I'm with you. If it's Keegan Murray having a big game, Fox closing him out, and Domas doing Domas things. Look up, and Domas got 20, 15, and 11. I'll take that, and the Kings get a win. Let's get to George now. George, you're on with Drapes and Jay. It's the Drive Guys here on Sacktown Sports 1140.
All right, guys. I really love your show.
What's up?
But in order for us to win this game, the big three has to perform. Sabonis has to shoot 55 to 60%, giving you 20 points, 15 rebounds, and 12 assists. Fox needs to give you around 30 points. Monk needs to give you somewhere between 22 and 25 points. The team needs to shoot around 45%. And from threes, you need to be able to shoot around 38%. And you need to hold the Mavs to around 45%. If you do that, you're going to win this game. The rest of the team, it's a crapshoot. It's Vegas time. I'm not exactly sure who's going to come up. But the big three has to perform. And if they're not performing with the rate that I think they should perform, I don't know if it's going to be a good night for us, guys. Thank you.
All right, George, appreciate the call,
Drapes.
Man. Hey, George came with the specifics.
The analytics, yeah. He must be out there. He must got a MacBook and be out there with some of the assistants on the sideline, man. I like how George, he done broke it down. But I understand, and, that, you know, let me say this, Drapes. That's the passion, the continued passion of what George is exemplifying, you know, as Sacramento Kings fans, man. Like, I love that. He's breaking down, as Alex talked about. He's like, look, I see an 8-point victory, and because of this and because of that. And that's what we're looking for, and that's what we're expecting from, you know, the fellas that don the jerseys, you know, just like my boy Drapes got the De'Aaron Fox on tonight.
Yeah, got the De'Aaron Fox. I got the shooting sleeve just in case they need somebody.
The sleeve was cold, man.
The sleeve, right?
You said Mo hooked you up with the sleeve?
Yeah, Mo hooked me up with the sleeve.
Okay.
I'm like, man, it's a little tight, but it's all good. It still works.
Absolutely, still works. Man. Now you got to rock that when you go to Lifetime. Just once. Just one time. Just wear it once
and do that. I had a sleeve, the wristband,
like,
the
who is
headband.
This dude?
Yeah, boy. Like, white man can't jump. I'm going to be out there, boy, like Billy Hoyle or whatever his name is, man. I'm going to be taking these fools. Hey, Jay, let's take a quick one. We'll come back. Ramsey is still hanging on, I believe. Ramsey, we'll get to you. Hit us up. I see the high flyer in the building. He'll be joining us at the top of the hour, probably. 916-339-1140. It's the Drive Guys here on Sacktown Sports 1140. Ooh, that's that hot fire right there. We are getting pumped up for a massive game tonight between the Kings and the Mavericks here inside Golden 1 Center. Drapes and Jay hanging with you till 5:30. That's when the High Flyer and Scott Marsh take over with Game Night as they lead you up to tip-off between the Kings and the Mavericks. Must-win Sacramento as the Kings are looking to take the season series from Dallas. You know, we've been talking the last hour or so, which player needs to step up? Who needs to have a big game? Who needs to put on the cape and carry the Kings to a win? Does it need to be De'Aaron Fox? Does it need to be DeMontis Sabonis, Keegan Murray? People out there are saying, you know what, on the 916, they need to play like Game 6 in Oakland last year. And I agree with that. They were backs against the wall. You got to win it. And Davion stepped up big. Maybe it's an off night kind of night tonight.
And wow, so I'm looking at High Flyer. That.
He'll be joining us. Yeah, right? Look at High Flyer chopping it up with Jason Kidd over here.
Yeah, you know, they town business.
To happen. Yeah, that's Oak Town. I'm gonna let that
not
slide.
Not tonight,
right
though.
Now.
You're not trying to have that tonight, is what you're saying.
Yeah,
we holding accountable.
Might be right, Jay. And I'm going to hold him accountable when he come up here. I'm like, you fraternizing with Jason Kidd. You chopping it up, smiling and laughing and talking about high school days and growing up on the block and everything. No, it's about business tonight. It's about coming out and getting the win tonight. And I see you guys out there on the YouTube chat and on the text line. Somebody said, Jay, chill with these analogies, man. Somebody our club analogies and everything.
Hey, I'm just saying, it's man, we've all been there.
We all been there before, right? On both sides of it. You know what I mean? Both sides. And we know which side feels better and which side doesn't. Let's get back to the phone lines, man. 916-339-1140. Let's go to Ramsey. Ramsey, you're on with Drapes and Jay. What's happening, man?
Not too much, gentlemen. All I got to say is for tonight, the Kings need to be in the same mode as Houston and Duke, North Carolina State and Marquette, Purdue and Gonzaga, both men and women, Creighton and Tennessee, what South Carolina just did by four, what Oregon State just did earlier in the day, what Texas women are hoping to try to do, and what the North Carolina State women and Stanford are hoping to try to do. The theme of March, survive in advance. That's all I ask for. However you get it done, like Malcolm X says, by any means necessary, figure it out, find a way to win, find a way to survive. Survive in advance tonight, move on to Sunday against Utah.
Ramsey, appreciate it, man. Like our co-host Kevin Whitey Gleason says, at this stage of the game, at this stage of the season, there are no ugly wins and no pretty losses. You just got to win. You just got to get it done. And let's be honest, Jay, we know this game counts for two.
Yes.
This isn't just, you know what I mean? It's just not one game in the standings. No, it's a game in the standings and you own the tiebreaker against these guys.
Yeah.
And so I'm watching guys warm up. We got Kessler Edwards out here. Davion's out here. The thing I like, and we played some De'Aaron sound earlier tonight. And Jay, we never two of De'Aaron Fox because he understands not only tonight, but also the rest of this season. Like for the Kings, let's keep it real. The playoffs have already begun.
Yes.
You don't want to be a 7, 8, 9, or 10. You every game matters, and you're not the only one. It started for Dallas. It started for the Pelicans. Think about this, Jay. When you look at the Western Conference, is there anybody that feels comfortable with where they are at right now? Meaning they could take their foot off the gas. The entire conference, 11 teams, have no idea which seed they're going to be. And I can't remember a time this late into the NBA season where, sure, OKC knows they're going to be in the playoffs. Minnesota, they know. But they don't know which seed they are.
Yeah.
So they still have something to play for, Jay.
Everybody. It's a great point, Drapes. You got people fighting for first place, like OKC, Minneapolis, or I should say Minnesota and Denver. They're fighting for first place. You have the Pelicans. You have the Clippers fighting for fourth and fifth. And then at the same time, you got Dallas, Pelicans, Phoenix, you know, and Sacramento fighting to fall into the sixth spot. And so, and then at the same time, you even got the Rockets chasing the Warriors. You know, everybody has their eye going forward. Everybody is looking behind them. You know, everybody's got their shades on because they don't want no, they're not trying to give a tail. There's no telltale sign, you know, which way you're looking, like you're at the poker table.
Yep.
And I'm with you, man. You just don't know, you know, how all of this is going to shake out. And that's why you have games like tonight that mean, you know, the ultimate. It's the ultimate prize. Go out and get the W. Then tomorrow, you know, as they say, you don't want to celebrate wins for too long. But you look at who's around you, what they did tonight. OKC playing Phoenix tonight is huge when it comes to the Sacramento Kings. And so get the win. You feel better about yourself when you go home, and maybe they do go to the club tonight. And if not, you know, tomorrow when you wake up, you're looking around and feeling better about yourself compared to what they did, you know, Wednesday morning when they got smoked by almost 40, a 40-piece.
Yeah. You know, and that's the thing, Jay. You know, you feel it too.
Yeah.
It's a difference waking up in sixth place versus eighth place.
For sure.
Like, it's a real difference, man. When you wake up in sixth, you're feeling good. You're like, yes, we're in sixth place. We're in. When you wake up in eighth, you're like, man, we got some work to do. we. You know how to, seriously, like, that's how it is, man. It's so massive, just even from a psychological standpoint. And I see the people on the text line right here. The dude who called, this is somebody from the 916. The dude who called before the break just shows how little people appreciate Domas. How many dudes in the league can you say we need 20 points, 15 rebounds, and 12 assists from you tonight? Only one. People got to respect what this man does night in and night out. And I hear you, 916.
Yeah.
But I need it. I need it tonight.
We need another one.
I don't care what Domas did. Yeah, we need another one. Like, more so than any night this season, we need Domas to be that dude. We need him to be that guy. Somebody from the 916. Guys, I'll be looking for Jay standing on the couch tonight. Where we at tonight, Jay? Which couch we standing on, big fella?
I know you'll be in the NBC booth, so I'll be in section 110. So I'm standing on my my couch in section 110 tonight.
110.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Check me 110. I'm on the couch. Like I said, I don't want the sparklers to come near me tonight. I don't want no sparklers near me tonight. Zero. You know what I mean? Now, if you want to come stand on the couch with me, let's get it going. I really feel this way, Drapes. I think the G1C, and I think it was Alex on the YouTube who said this. And shouts out, before we move any further, to all the people that's watching us on live via Twitter too, man, on X.
We
see 300 folks on that way rocking. But Alex said tonight, Arco vibes. We're looking for Arco vibes.
Mm, yes. I'm digging that. I'm digging that. And people over here on the YouTube chat, Drapes off night is going off tonight. I'm with it. I'm rocking with it. Steven said, I was listening on my way to work and getting hyped. Now I'm home through on YouTube, and Drapes fit got me juiced. I'm going to shower up and match your Drapes.
That's
Let's
right.
Let's go, baby. We got to eat tonight, Sacramento. Jay, I'm ready.
I see you, man. MC Cal talking about Drapes fit is sick. Sick with about 18 eyes in there, man. Drapes? You know what you did? You came out earlier and you set the precedent. And I think that's what you're asking for. That's what we've been talking about all day. We had Norris Cole on, not on our show, but he was talking about something that you had brought up, is you got to be fixed and focused. And in 2012, when LeBron won his first championship, when he had to come into the TD Garden, that game six, I believe, when they were down 3-2 when he was playing for Miami, and he put up 45 that night. And you could see something was different in LeBron that night. Like, it was, and Norris Cole said it, the legacy was on the line. He hadn't won a first championship. They had just came off a loss to the Dallas Mavericks, albeit, you know, a coincidence in the NBA Finals. And so that's what we're looking for. And not only from the players, we're looking for the fans. We're looking for the fans that's going to be at home. You know, man, shouts out to Drapes for rocking, man. You set the precedent early today, brother. You did.
Hey, I told you, man, I'm coming into this building standing on business, and that's what we need from De'Aaron Fox, Domas, and the rest of the guys. All right, coming up next, back to the phone lines, 916-339-1140. Somehow I'll get High Flyer away from Jason Kidd. They're still chopping it up down there on the floor. He'll be jumping on with us as well as we take you up to game night coming up at the bottom of the hour. You're on with the Drive Guys here on Sactown Sports 1140.
The Sacramento Kings play here.
He's got the triple. Sacramento takes the lead.
Get your Kings fix all season long right here on your home of the Sacramento Kings, Sactown Sports and SactownSports.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Kyle Draper here from Mercedes-Benz of Stockton. If you're an entrepreneur with a vehicle fleet, I'll tell you that outfitting your van fleet with Mercedes-Benz vans is a very smart business move. Here's why. If you use it for business, you'll likely qualify for substantial